Knucklehead time.
You want my knucklehead? What are your qualifications?
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
You two knuckleheads.
KISM.
All right, you drive your car off a cliff while you're running for the cops. You're going to be in the conversation for Knucklehead.
Yeah, they said this was Thelma and Louise style. The cop said never hit the brakes, never slowed down. Guy drove his car off a 100-foot cliff trying to avoid the cops. He lived and was arrested.
This is a whole new kind of porch pirate, also up for Knucklehead today. This is a guy who went in disguise onto the porch to grab a package. He came in the disguise of a garbage bag, a huge, like, hefty garbage bag. The homeowner, all he could see when he was looking at his security camera footage was a garbage bag approaching his porch. He saw 2 feet underneath there.
Oh, it's windy outside.
Yeah, and then and there was our guy. He grabbed a package and he left. In fact, the homeowner, at first he was upset, but then when he kept looking at the video, he actually laughed at it. He thought, I admire this guy's creativity, and I'm not even calling the cops. They got better things to do. Our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today, though, was a guy who gets turned on by a forerunner.
Knucklehead.
Well, his style is a little more the 2008 Toyota Avalon, John.
Ah.
Yes, we learned the word mechanophilia today. That is a sexual attraction to machines or vehicles. And it comes into the conversation via a 52-year-old man from North Carolina named Walter McCray.
I got to look at this Toyota Avalon and just see what it has.
See those lines? Oh,
well, yeah. It's,
you like that back end?
It's a midsize.
Oh, yeah. I like the midsize.
So, you know. Doesn't look like a big back.
How's the trunk?
We got more of a front end, Brad, than a back end,
if
that's your thing.
Well, yeah. Well, it was his thing. And the 82-year-old owner of the car, this woman wasn't sure what was going on. She took it to a mechanic. She said, I think someone's been messing with my car. And the cops end up setting up some surveillance. And, they caught him. Here's the 82-year-old lady talking about what they saw on the videotape.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning, mm-hmm. and they took the films out. And they come back to the door and say, we got him this time. She said, we got good films. We got good pictures, but it was more than we really wanted to see, so.
Yeah. Get a room with your 2008 Toyota Avalon.
Oh, you know. They are watching that video over and over at the cop shop. Everybody's coming in to take a look at that thing.
Yeah.
Our 9:30 Knucklehead winner. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
I know Wednesday nights they end up having some live music sometimes. Saturday nights, too. You can always stay on top of the live music scene and what's the good to eat and drink at anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.